Warning. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause you to become confused as to what liquids you should drink and liquids that you shouldn't, such as liquids with volatile sensitivity to changes in temperature and or pressure, liquids that require two mechanical seals to stay put, non-lubricating liquids that produce gases and or solids that may or may not be abrasive, liquids that are seriously goddamn sensitive to agitation, liquids that react with each other to form a solid, which is an absolute nightmare, take it from Sick Puppy, or limitlessly lubricating liquids, a nightmare at the other end of the spectrum. Take it from Spoon. And lastly, anything at all consumed by the boys at
shouldidrinkthat.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Sick Puppy.
This is the Most Reverend Father Spoon.
Coming at you with episode 19, Dominion Beers.
Bubby's Old Dominion Beers.
Bubby's Old Dominion Beers. The Supreme Ruler has sent us a six-pack of Dominions.
He's not just the Supreme Ruler, he's the Supreme World Dictator.
He's also the Supreme Beer Supplier tonight for us.
We should probably say right now, thank you very much, Bubby, for sending us this wonderful gift package.
Yeah,
which also had a little extra in it for you, didn't they?
Yes, they did. Little devils for my drinks. We'll post pictures of that on the website.
Those are pretty cool.
They're awesome, man. And yeah, like we said, this is the Dominion show.
And
what's that?
We have about a six-pack here.
Yeah, we got a six-pack of Dominions, all different styles. We're going to go through tonight. Hopefully we can get them all. We're splitting 12-ounce beers tonight, so this may be a short one, but who knows?
We've got plenty of content to fill it up with.
I have plenty to
bitch about.
Yeah. But anyway, let's start off at, you know, the Old Dominion Brewing Company, or as they call it, ODBC.
That's kind of funny.
I know, that is funny.
You got the open database going, too.
Right.
For all the geeks
out
there.
Only geeks know that, right. Anyway, they were the first microbrewery in the Washington, D.C. area, and they were established in 1989. What else can you tell us, Spoon?
Well, ODBC is a small privately owned company located in Linden County, Virginia. They currently produce 31 beers and 3 soft drinks. Nearly all of their beers are distributed throughout Virginia, Maryland, and the District of Columbia. A limited number of their beers are also available in parts of West Virginia, Ohio, and the great state of Pennsylvania, the state of independence. In 1998, Gourmet Food and Wine magazine named Old Dominion as one of the 20 best breweries in the country. That's pretty cool.
That is cool, man.
I
like the next fact you got there, too.
In 2002, Smart Money magazine selected them as one of the 5 best breweries in the United States.
That's cool, man. You get a money magazine pimping a brewery. That's awesome.
Not just money, but smart money.
Yeah, and, you know, they deserve it, too, because they've won 13 medals so far at the Great American Beer Festival. And most recently, the Dominion Oktoberfest was awarded a bronze medal in the 2006 in the German Marzen category.
Well, also in 2004, Old Dominion produced, now get this number, 26,827 barrels of beer.
That's about how many times I've been to the clinic.
That's a lot of beer.
It is a lot of beer.
At that level of production, they were about 44th in the country, 44th the largest brewery, I should say, in the country.
That's pretty good for a microbrewery.
44th isn't bad when you consider it's like a bajillion breweries.
Yeah, exactly.
In the country right now, there's you know, at least a couple thousand, millions, gajillions. But they brew all of their beers using no preservatives. There we go. There's another word that Father Spoon cannot pronounce. Preservatives.
Preservatives.
Machinery and preservatives or junks. And their beer is never pasteurized. For this reason, they date stamp each bottle they produce. The fresher the beer, the better the beer.
You know, they brew like a full range of, you know, lagers, ales, and stouts, and which include seasonal specialties like Oktoberfest Lager, Millennium, which is a rich barley wine ale that we're going to be trying probably at the end of this show tonight. And they also do a wheat beer as a specialty beer. Glad we probably don't have that one here. You know. You know how we feel about the wheats, at least me. And they also brew a couple of beers for their partners, restaurants, pubs, or retail accounts, and which we have two of those tonight, too. The Tupper's Hot Pocket Pills and the Tupper's Hop Pocket Ale.
That's a tongue twister.
Yeah,
you want to say hot, hot pockets, don't
hot
you?
Hot pockets. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, they stick to four basic ingredients, barley malt, hops, yeast, and water. And they use wheat and roasted barley in their stout and add a little honey to their Millennium Brew, which I can't wait to try. That sounds different. And they never use adjuncts or preservatives, like Spoon said. And what I found kind of interesting was they make all their beer and their root beer under the supervision of the Metropolitan Rabbinical Kashrut Association, which basically means that everything's strictly kosher and can be consumed by observers of Kashrut.
I want to know how the hell you just got that without doing a tongue twister.
Yeah, no doubt.
Wow, that's impressive. But also, for more information, you can visit the Old Dominion Brewing Company website at www.olddominion.com or check out our website for the show notes for episode 19. We will have a link to the brewery on there.
So you ready to crack open the first
one? I want to drink a beer.
Yeah, so do I, dude. We'll start out with I guess we'll do the Dominion Ale.
That's fine. Whatever one you want to grab first, you're the man holding the beer right now.
Dominion. Looks like Dominion Ale. Start out with a basic ale, I guess.
Beer Advocate has this coming in at an 84, while our good friends at Right Beer, I love you guys, especially you on the forum, come in at 54.
I noticed each one of these beers also have a bottling date on them. I don't know how important that is to
That was part of the story that I was telling there, where they show you that it's fresh. They have the dates on all the bottles. Hmm. But that's actually one of the more defined dates that you'll find on a bottle, where most people try to hide it, but they say they do.
Right. And the Dominion Ale is made in an English pale ale style. It's brewed with two-row pale, caramel, and black malts from the U.S. The hops are Pearl, Williamette, and Mount Hood from the Pacific Northwest, and English Kent Golding hops. And the beer is fermented with a traditional American ale yeast, the Chico. Chico and the Man.
I was just someone give me Freddie Prince.
Yeah.
Pick him up.
Nice. In the German Kolsch style, you know, warm, fast fermentation followed by a slow maturation at a cool temperature. Dominion Ale, they actually kind of compare it to fresh Bass Ale, so this should be interesting.
It tastes like fish.
I guess. The beer is malty with an assertive hop character dominated by the aromatic Kent Golding hops. This is 4.7% alcohol by volume.
How'd they get all those words on that one bottle?
I don't know.
That's a lot of reading.
Very well written, though.
I haven't had a Bass in a while, so they should
be. I know, I haven't either. I kind of gave up on Bass a long time ago, and I tried all these
Remember, it's 12 ounces, so you can't fill your glass.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for that. Almost poured the whole thing for me.
Yeah. I'm drinking out of your glass.
We're used to having our own beers on this show. Could have sent us a 12-pack, Bubby.
I don't even want to imagine what the shipping was on that.
I know, dude. I'm just kidding, Bubby. We love you, man. We really appreciate this.
I know. I think you're a dick.
Who, me or Bubby?
Both of you. Bubby knows I love him.
All right. Cheers, brother. This is the Dominion Ale.
Ooh. It's got a nice aroma to it. Take a whiff of that.
It does.
Nice.
That's a sweet aroma. Wow. Man, that does taste like a Bass.
That's good for a nail.
Okay, I think it's a little better than a Bass. It's sweeter. Man, that's good.
Wow.
I know.
That's really good.
I'm impressed. First beer out of the batch.
That does taste like a Bass.
Yeah, but I think it's got a sweeter tone to it, don't you?
It's been so long since I've had one. God damn, that's good.
It is good.
That's really good.
Wow.
Oh, this is going to make like a nice summertime beer.
Oh, yeah, this would be great on a hot day, man.
Sitting back, listening to my Buccos lose for the 15th straight season in a row.
Don't they always?
Got to drink more beer to put up with the losing.
And so far, beer number one, the Dominion Ale.
Mm.
Love it.
Love it. This is good.
Great beer, man.
We should come up with a rating system here soon.
It's good or bad.
Yeah. Well,
people kind of know if it sucks because we end up chugging
the
shit.
We really shouldn't put numbers to it because you know what?
Right. Yeah, that's just the rating system that's just too technical for us.
Fuck numbers.
That's what you people don't want to hear anyway. You know, our fans don't want to hear that shit.
I'll give it a 6.34.
Right.
On the Featherspoon scale of beer.
It's either a fucking good beer or a shitty beer. That's it.
Or give it to your in-laws.
Right. Beer. Keep it in the fridge for other people to drink and not touch your good craft beers. But I wouldn't do that. I would hide the Dominion from my family. This is good stuff. At least the ale so far.
Dude, I'd hide the Dominion from you. This is good shit. Wow. I like it. All right, Bubby, you're one for one so far.
Yeah, one for one, Bubby. Good shit. Cheers, brother.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's got a mouthful of booze.
Mm. Oh, God damn. That is delicious.
Oh. Almost tastes like candy.
It's got a little caramel, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Oh,
that's really strong, you know? That really stands out.
Oh. Yeah,
you know, that's the caramel and black malts, you know?
That's good.
I know,
this is really good.
It's awesome, man. A well-crafted beer, in my opinion. Dominion Ale.
Slight bitterness to it, but not overpowering. I think it's great.
Yeah, it's
great
awesome.
For an ale. Holy shit.
It is similar to a Bass. I can't believe they actually put that on the description, but they're right.
George Lucas is going to sue somebody. Wow, that was really good.
Let me finish mine up here. Just being impatient again. Want to get to the next one.
Because it's delicious beer.
Oh, man.
And we're not chugging it because we don't like it. We're drinking it fast because it's delicious.
Yeah, we got six beers to go here, so bear with us.
Five now.
Yeah, five now.
Yeah, math major.
All right, next up on the list.
What's the next one so I can look it up here?
It's pretty similar to the last one in style. It's a Dominion Pale Ale. I'm not a huge fan of pale ales, Spoon. I don't know about you.
I absolutely hate pale ales. I've not had a good pale ale. I'm sorry.
Yes, you have.
Oh,
Stone
shit.
Brewing, you idiot.
Stone, yeah, okay, besides Stone
they
Brewing.
They make a stellar pale ale, Stone Brewing.
Besides
but
the Stone all right.
Yeah.
I take
that
back.
It's one of my favorites, too, dude.
That's the exception to the rule. That is the only good pale ale that I have.
Do you want to tell people about the Dominion Pale Ale, Spoon?
Not really.
No?
No.
Shall I?
Yeah, if you want.
All right.
I really don't feel like talking to them. I'm just going to drink my beer.
He just wants to drink tonight. Anyway, the Dominion Pale Ale is our next one. It's a rich red ale made in the American Pale Ale style. Strong hop character, medium body, and a dry finish, and a floral hop aroma. And that kind of scares me. They use the two-row brewer's malt, caramel 80 and 40 Lovibon malt, and the Munich malt. Well, they're big on the malts. For bittering and aroma, Williamette, Cascade, and Tettnang hops are used in the kettle as dry hopping in the fermenter. And they're available in bottles and on draft.
Beer Advocate, 84. Rate Beer, 86.
Wow, that's pretty close. This one comes in at 5.6% alcohol.
Someone got their head out of their ass.
They actually almost agree for once.
Well, we'll see if we agree with them also on this one.
One thing I've noticed so far is the beers are getting stronger, which is good. It went from 4.7 to 5.6.
Which for us is actually pretty light, so this would be something that we would have... Yeah. First time, you know, first thing when you wake up in the morning, instead of going over there and grabbing a glass of water, grab one of these.
Just grab a Dominion.
Anything under 6%, you know, is pretty much water for us.
I'm going to pour the Dominion Pale Ale. And give the
You're
going to
share
you.
It with me this
yeah,
time.
Yeah, I'll share All it right. with you. I think I had a little more than a spoon on that last one, but I'm pouring, so I get more.
Well, we are in Studio A at your place, so.
You're damn straight.
You do get a little French benefit there, even though I am the creative cock of the show.
You are the cock. All right. You know, again, I've only ever had one pale ale I really, really loved. So,
wow.
It's got an odd aroma to it. A pale aroma, if you will.
It doesn't remind me of any of the other pale ales I've had, though. Wow.
Let's give it a shot, dude. Cheers, Cheers. Brother. Dominion Pale Ale. Here we go.
Mmm. Oh.
Oh, it's got a...
Oh, sour.
Sour aftertaste.
Oh,
Spoon doesn't like it.
My tongue.
I will say that sourness at the end was very unexpected, but it's not bad. I've had worse pale ales, dude. I've had way worse. This so far will probably not be my favorite of the evening, but you know, we have more to go. But it's a pale ale.
Sweet, I have like a mix. Oh, this is messed up.
Yeah, it pretty much screams a bunch of different flavors, man.
Wow.
It's very complex. I'll put it that way. It's very complex.
My palate's all screwed up right now. Holy.
But it's not a, as far as pale ales go, I don't think it's a bad pale ale. It's different.
It's better than, well, it's not as good as Stone, but it's.
No. We're not saying that because we love Stone.
I love Stone. I have no problem saying that.
Yeah, I don't either, but, you know, we're not being biased here, but. This, I think this is a decent pale ale.
Wow, this is. So once you get past the tardy in it, the tartness.
The tardy?
Once you get past the tardy. Once you get past
Doctor Who gets past the TARDIS. Yeah, dude, I don't mind it.
I'm starting to like it. Once you get past.
Me too, I just had a huge chug there.
Once you get past the little bite there.
That first bite's strong. That sour taste in the back of your throat, yeah.
I was not expecting that, which. Maybe now that's the difference is I know it's in there.
Yeah, now you know what to expect, I guess.
It's not that bad.
No, that's, I would drink this.
I don't know if I'd drink it again, though.
No, I would. I think I would. It wouldn't be a favorite, but if it was put in front of me, I would drink it.
Well, yeah, if there's any beer put in front of me, I usually end up drinking it.
Not any beer. Okay, but any beer.
Pretty much, yeah. Besides that organic shit.
Yeah, that was
horrific.
So
we had a fat head today.
So, yeah, me and Spoon kind of got together today and went on a bottle shop tour of the Pittsburgh area. A couple bottle shops we been meaning to go to for a while and just haven't. And today we took the opportunity to do that.
Surprisingly, there's a lot of bottle shops that are popping up around the Pittsburgh area.
Which kicks ass.
A few years ago, basically, all we had was a D6-pack shop.
Right. And
out
then
in Regent Square. And then all of a sudden there's
Three Sons, Dogs, and Suds.
Our good friends over there. They're actually having their 2-year anniversary coming up on May 24th, I believe.
Right, yep.
Is that the 24th?
I believe so.
It's a Thursday.
Definitely a Thursday. It's on their beer tasting night. It should be a good time.
Yeah, 24th.
They're even having surprise beers. I haven't posted the sampling beers yet.
And they won't even tell us.
So yeah, I know.
You know it's got to be good.
So it should be good, right. So if you're in the local area, check that out. And where else did we hit today, Spoon?
Well, so we started with lunch at Fatheads.
Yeah, we had lunch at Fatheads.
Unbelievable food. Absolutely love it. Go to fatheads.com and check it out.
It's a cool place, too, man. Tons of beers on tap, which I'll post a picture of the tap system at the bar.
Tons of craft beers on tap.
Oh, it's awesome.
And a cask. They had Hedonism on cask.
It's awesome selection of beers. Pretty cool place, too. And after that, we headed to a different part of Pittsburgh. And
we actually went out to the South Hills, where we stopped at Barley's and Hops. And there we met up with one of the owners, Ray, who was very generous, you know, that take part of his day to sit down and talk to us for a little bit. We didn't have any recording equipment with us. We just kind of did this on a whim. And we went in there, and this place, you have to check it out.
It's an awesome, awesome place, man.
It's in the South Park Shops. There we go.
There you
another
go,
tongue
dude.
Another twister for Spoon tonight. And we have a link to their website under the link section on ours. It's right by Three Sons, Dogs, and Suds link.
I'm sure you go there, you'll be treated well.
Yeah, but they had like 800 beers.
Yeah, they
beers.
Had a
oh my
shitload
God.
Of beers.
Think of it as a coffee shop with beer.
Yeah, it's kind of like a Starbucks that they took all the coffee
cool.
shit out and then put beer in there in its place.
Nice comfy couches.
Yeah, I have pictures
TV
of that too.
Of
I'll post that as well.
Oh, very kick-ass place.
Big leather couch.
And like I said, we had talked to Ray, and what a great guy. You know, he came
over.
Oh, he's
awesome, man.
He just stopped over and said, hey, you know, you guys have any questions or anything like that out of the blue? And, you know, sat there and talked to us for like a good 15, 20 minutes. He was very knowledgeable about everything. Very nice guy. And who knows? Maybe we'll end up there.
Yeah, yeah. We hope to do a show there soon, I hope.
And they had, of all things, one of the infamous beers from the Beer Report, which would be Hobgoblin.
Yes, they did. They had
the only
Hobgoblin
place we've ever seen it.
In a bottle.
Yeah, not a can.
Yeah, not the can. And what the hell was that other shit I had from them?
Oh, you had the
Witchwood Brewery. They also had the Scarecrow.
Yeah, Scarecrow Organic.
Organic. It wasn't, you know, I hate organic beers, but that was drinkable at least. It wasn't a phenomenal beer by any means, but it was drinkable. It was all right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they also have beer samplings on Thursday nights, I believe you said, from
6 to 8.
6 to 8.
Yeah.
And if you go to their website, they have a list of the different breweries that are going to be coming in.
Did you mention the website?
The website is barleysandhops.com, which, like I said, is also linked off of shouldidrinkthat.com.
There you go.
Check that out. So, yeah, we spend about a good hour or so in there just hanging out, looking at all the beers, you know, talking to the people in there.
Drinking.
Drinking, of course. We drank a lot today. And then we decided we should probably find another bottle shop to go to. So we ended up going to the Pittsburgh Bottle Shop Company thing.
Huge disappointment for Sick Puppy.
Save yourself the time. You can go somewhere else. Now, it's, I'm not knocking the place as an establishment.
No, it's a very nice place.
And
but if you want to go there for a plethora of beers, it's pretty limited.
Yeah, this ain't it.
So I'm not knocking them for that. I mean, that's just what they sell. And
maybe,
you know,
we're just spoiled with the other places that we go to.
Right.
Or when when you hear the name of the company, you're thinking you're going to go in there and there's going to be all these coolers of beer.
Right.
There really wasn't.
And half the cooler was pretty much empty, too. It was kind of a disappointment.
There was a lot of domestics I saw.
Yeah, there's a ton of domestics in there mixed in with the other stuff.
You know, maybe we have to go back some other time.
We'll get a second shot. I mean, it is a bottle shop.
Yeah, so
we'll be back.
We'll go there, maybe, you know, get some appetizers or something, get some of their draft beers. But honestly, I wasn't really impressed with it. I don't see
the
hype.
Wasn't either, dude. Way overhyped.
The only hype that I could see was for that beautiful blonde that was serving tables with a white shirt on.
Yeah, she was hot, man.
Wow.
I would eat her shit.
Oh. Wow, and that's the sign of true love there from Sick Puppy.
Yeah, damn straight, brother.
So it wasn't that bad. This one was out by the Bridgeville. It was a Collier Township.
Yeah, and, you know, all in all, it was a good day. Had some beers, and we actually brought a bunch of beers back for future shows that we couldn't get in our local area. And you'll be hearing about them soon. That's a guarantee.
You'll be hearing a lot from us. But, yes, that was the Pittsburgh Bottle Shop Cafe. They are at bottleshopcafe.com. Check them out if you want.
Yeah, check them
out. They have a list of all these great beers, but we didn't see any of them today.
Yeah, exactly.
Apparently they have Three Floyds there, but no one seemed to know what the hell we were talking about. So
it was lacking, to say the least.
But they do have a lot of eye candy for the guys.
Yeah, they
that was a plus side.
It was a buffet.
Yes, it was.
And I'm not talking about the menu. All right, Spoon.
But we've also been to D6 Pack Shop, and we've also been, obviously, Three Sons, Dogs, and Suds.
Right.
So.
We pretty much hit them all in the area.
And there's also another one, too, Bocktown out in Robinson.
Yeah, Spoon, you've been to that one, and I have not.
It seems like it's a cool restaurant. I was in there for a little bit, and a decent beer selection, but it seemed extremely overpriced.
Really?
That was my only downfall with it. Like,
with so many bottle shops.
We're not talking like a dollar more. We're talking like $4 or $5 more than other places, so.
I mean, with all the bottle shops coming up in the area, you'd think they'd be a little more competitive, but who knows? Maybe they will in the future.
Well, you know, in different sections of town, though, if there's no one else around there, that's where you're going to go. I mean, who's going to drive
right
to Wexford?
Yeah,
if
exactly.
You south?
Yeah.
We're out here in beautiful Cranberry Township, Pennsylvania.
Poor bastards out there trapped in the high beer price land.
Yeah, then, you know, we went out to Bethel Park, which was, you know, that's like a good 30, 40-minute drive.
Right.
But I'd definitely go back there because of this place. It's very cool.
Oh, definitely, man, yeah.
Which would be Barley and Hops, not...
Yeah, Barley and Hops, man. It's a great place.
Not the Bottle
awesome
Shop
place.
Cafe.
So you ready for the next beer, man?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He's finishing up the pale ale.
Ah! Yeah, okay.
Bad finish on the gulp there.
Ugh, Jesus. All right.
All right, so the next one's up to you. You have to reach behind you in the Sick Puppy's temperature-controlled beer fridge and get out... Tupper's Hot Pocket Pills.
What's it look like? Sorry, not here.
It
look,
says Tupper's Hot beer. Pocket Pills on the front of it. Should be right there in the front, dude.
There it is.
Is it the Hot Pocket Pills?
Oh,
yeah, might as well get that one out, too. All
right.
We'll do these ones back to back. There you go. Cheers.
Oh, these are pretty cool labels on here, too.
Yeah, we'll post pictures of all this stuff on the website like we usually do.
It is a balmy 42 degrees in the SIDT beer cooler.
And these are the two beers, like we said earlier, that they brew for other people. And these happen to be Tupper's, T-U-P-P-E-R-S, Tupper's Hot Pocket Pills. And let me give you a little description about the Hot Pocket. Actually, this one was actually ranked by the beer expert Michael Jackson, you know, not the glove-wearing idiot, for all of you who don't know who Michael Jackson is.
I don't even think he wears a glove anymore.
Probably not. He rated it as one of the 10 best beers in America. It's based
really?
On the, yeah, it's based on the German Keller's, you know, cellar style. The style combines the appetizing bitterness of a Pilsner, with the smoothness of an unfiltered beer.
We might have a problem here.
Yeah. says, many years ago, northern Bavarian German breweries aged their beer in keller or cellars that were usually caves dug in the sides of hills.
Did you just call them kellers?
That's what it's, yeah, that's the,
you're like kellers.
It's not the English version. Yeah, there's kellers, and which is cellars.
They call it kellers. I thought you were just being a smart ass there.
No, it's K-E-L-L-E-R. Yeah, jackass.
That's beautiful.
Yoy. Anyway, they're usually caves dug in the sides of hills, and Tupper's Hop Pocket Pills is made using a complex hopping schedule, which includes dry hopping for weeks over whole leaf saws and Mount Hood hops. They also use saws, Middlefru spalt, and Mount Hood hops in the kettle. And the beer is bottled and keg conditioned, which provides a very fine carbonation and a dense head to it. And the Pils won a gold medal at the Great American Beer Festival in 2001 in the German Pilsner category. And this is alcohol by volume 5%.
That's not too bad.
I'm actually kind of looking forward to this one because of the word hops on the label. Love the hoppy beers.
Yeah, but if it's one of the top beers, I'm really hoping this
is. Yeah, dude, good. I don't want to disagree with Michael Jackson, for God's sakes. He is the king of
hops.
Yeah, I didn't want to say the other slogan.
We'll just let it go.
King of craft beers.
Oh,
wow, that's a light-colored son of a bitch.
As our most
Pilsner, though, yeah.
All right, share the wealth.
No.
Shut up and give me the damn beer.
There you go, dude.
All right.
Wait a minute. Give me that.
What's wrong?
I poured the wrong goddamn beer out. See, that's what we get for taking two bottles out. We're talking about the Hop Pocket Ale.
You're just talking about the pills.
Oh, yeah, never mind. My bad.
Well, you know what? The labels are pretty damn close.
Yeah,
that's
they're very close.
What are you talking about? You were just reading this one.
Yeah, the labels are almost identical. It kind of fucked me up there. So we're doing the Hop Pocket Pills, just to be clear, which is a very clear beer, by the way.
You have enough? You need a little bit more in there.
Top me off.
You need a little more zhush.
It's trying to be nice. Man, okay. That almost has a color of a wheat beer. Doesn't it?
Honestly, the color to it, along with the head on this one, looks like what you would take a photograph of when you're doing high-volume beer ads. That's what that
looks. Yeah, exactly.
Looks, it's perfect coloring.
Very commercial.
Very perfect coloring.
It smells like a Pils.
Oh, Christ.
I know. I know, dude. Not bad.
It's not bad.
Usually, Pils to me has that bite to it. This doesn't. Smooth.
That doesn't taste too bad.
I like it.
Hold on. Let me have another sip.
Let me drink some more.
I like it.
Yeah, you know what, Bobby? 3 for 3.
I don't know. I'd say 2 for 3.
Yeah, you're not too crazy about the pale ale, are you? I like it.
This isn't bad, though. I don't like too many pills, but this is actually
Yeah, this
pretty
is good. This is a very drinkable pills. It's smooth. Doesn't have that bitter aftertaste to it like a normal Pils would.
We're not just saying that because we don't want the fury of Michael Jackson to come down on this studio.
I don't know the guy. I don't give a fuck.
And I really don't think he knows us either. So
exactly.
Okay.
Not like he's downloading our podcast. That would be cool, though, if you're out there, Michael. Mm.
Oh, wow. I actually like this.
Yeah, it's enjoyable. I like it a lot. Yeah, yeah, I'm going to...
That's why those are like, it's good.
I just want to end this show and start drinking this crap. But we're here for you, so we're going to continue.
Yeah, this one's not too bad at all. I actually like this one.
Yeah, chalk that up to another Pils that I'd actually drink.
And chalk it up to another beer that we can't get here in Pennsylvania. Well, in Western Pennsylvania.
So, Bobby, if you want to send us, like, you know, a couple beers a week, that'd be great.
You can be our friend. We'll like you forever. We'll tell people that we know you.
We'll also pimp your website, braingravy.com.
Oh, my God. His wonderful, wonderful podcast that he puts.
Awesome podcast.
You know, between him and Harmless and all those guys that work on this show.
And everybody that's included in that whole podcast. You know, sometimes it's a random thing, but it's just fucking hilarious. I love it.
Why don't you give everyone like a rundown of basically what Brain Gravy is?
I don't know how to explain it, really.
It's like a hodgepodge.
Yeah, it's a cornucopia of comments from a live chat, wouldn't you say, from TikiBarTV.com.
Well, from the Tiki Chat and from everyone
yeah,
else.
Yeah, Tiki Chat.
Right. Actually, if you shouldn't go to braingravy.com. That takes you to a weird thing.
Oh, really? Did I mess that URL up?
I'm like, wait a minute, that doesn't sound right for some reason. Go to braingravy.libsyn, L-I-B-S-Y-N.
Ah, it's a Libsyn one, yeah. I missed out on the Libsyn thing.
For some reason, too, I was thinking that Bubby had bought braingravy.com.
That's what I was thinking. Guess not. So give him that address again, Spoon.
Braingravy, it's braingravy.libsyn.com. Or also go to the shouldidrinkthat.com webcast, and we'll have links there.
Yeah, we got it.
Yeah, they have. What are they up to? They're up to episode 2 so far.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you, it's a good time.
It takes a ton of editing, together, man.
Almost like get together on Tiki Chat and just hang out. Basically, it's like a Friday, Saturday night. Everyone's in chat. It's an audio and video chat. So, you know, we have our headphones on, webcams going and everything, and our microphones. And it's just a good time. Everyone's hanging out together, podcasters, fans, bloggers, everything, hanging out, drinking whatever your beverage
whatever,
is.
Right.
Because there's people that drink Jaeger, they drink beer. Oh, we drink beer. Sometimes we drink Patron.
Right.
And your 5 bottles you've gone through.
I've gone through 5 bottles of Patron since I've been going to that Tiki Chat in the last, 5 months?
But it's a good time, though. It's a lot.
Oh, it's a blast, man, yeah.
It's a good way to interact with a lot of people, too.
And every once in a while, the Tiki folks show up, so and that's kind of cool.
All right, so I'm just checking on braingravy.com to see what all's really on this. I don't think he would have anything on motherhood.
Oh, hell no.
He could. You never know.
So keep that in mind. Do not go to braingravy.com. Go to braingravy.libsyn.com. If you don't know how to spell Libsyn, rewind this, and Spoon will tell you again.
Yes, right. Fuck, I can't do it without laughing.
Libsyn. Did we just do a Libsyn ad?
I think so.
Wow.
They're Pittsburgh guys, so we can do it.
You also have, $5. I'm going to finish this Pils, dude.
Oh, that was delicious. I liked it. Bubby, thumbs up, buddy. That's good.
Yeah, man. Thanks again, brother. I'm happy with all 3. So we're kind of burning through these, dude.
Oh, we are going through them pretty quick.
Yeah. That's what the people want, man.
All right. What's the next one that we... Oh, wait, I didn't even tell people.
Oh, continue.
Yes. Beer Advocate, 87.
That's for the Pils.
Right. Rate Beer, 90.
Wow.
We agree with Rate Beer finally on something.
And it's because they knew Michael Jackson gave it a good review, so they had to step it up.
They didn't want to feel bad.
Yeah.
poor guys. They get abused from so many people.
Yeah. All right, dude. The next one I got in my hand, so I'm going to talk about it. The Tupper's Hop Pocket Ale. And again, these labels are really close, so I got these confused earlier. But the Tupper's Hop Pocket Ale is kind of got a weird description to it. Bob and Ellie Tupper of Washington, D.C.'s Brick Cellars Tasting fame, in conjunction with Ron Barchet and John Mallett, former Old Dominion brewmasters, designed Tupper's Hop Pocket Ale at the Tupper's dining room table. By tasting a table full of beers, Tupper's Hop Pocket Ale is a full-bodied and very hoppy, about 60 IBUs. It's a dry hop of a whole leaf, Mount Hood, and Cascade hops, and Krausen, which means fermented, Spoon.
Thanks. I needed that.
Yeah, you didn't get the Keller thing, so I had to explain Krausen.
Cellar! It's a fucking C! It's cellar!
In the
God!
Shut up. It's fermented in keg and bottle. The ale's designed by skilled beer drinkers for experienced beer drinkers. Tupper's Hop Pocket Ale won a gold medal at the Great American Beer Festival in 1997. This one comes in at ABV of 5%. So we're kind of sticking with the 5% thing here.
Rate Beer, 90. Beer Advocate, 86.
Yeah, they're pretty close, man.
They're just undecided. They're just like, yeah, fuck it. We're going to do the exact same thing that we did last time. That's fine with them.
So I'm going to pour the Hot Pocket.
Hot Pocket!
I know. That's all I could think of is that damn Hot Pocket commercial. I wonder if they were eating Hot Pockets when they're discussing this.
That is a tongue. That's one hell of a tongue twister of a name. It doesn't look too bad.
Tupper's Top Pocket Ale. I think... I didn't get much there, so. Give me some of that.
There's a little swish at the end of that one.
I was trying to be conservative for Spoon.
Thanks for being so damn generous.
Kill yourself. All right, buddy. Tupper's Hot Pocket Ale. Cheers.
Cheers.
This will be beer number 4 already. Oh, I could taste the hops on the tip of my tongue as soon as I tried that.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about that. There's a lot of hops to it. Just that aftertaste is kind of, I want to say bitter.
Yep.
You get bitterness out of that?
You know what?
I don't think I'm a fan.
I'm not too sure about this one.
Wow. And you know what else I just found out about the Tuppers? We believe these beers is a gift to be shared. Half their profits go to programs that assist the homeless. Hmm. Fuck the homeless.
Speaking of homeless, did you hear what happened with Opie and Anthony?
Yes, I have a pocket full of change, you homeless piece of shit. Go away.
No, did you hear what happened with Opie and Anthony this past week? I guess this happened on Wednesday, this past Wednesday or so. And what happened is they had homeless Charlie came in, homeless guy. They just randomly, you know, talked to him.
Nice.
And he came in and he talked about how he would bang Condoleezza Rice and like all these people. Like, fuck. Basically, he would hate fuck them is what he was talking about.
I love you.
And because it's on satellite radio, you know, it's no holds barred.
Right.
Well, Friday they had to issue an apology because I guess he was just so graphic.
No way.
That, you know, people
see, that just goes to show you the satellite radio isn't even immune to this shit.
But, well, here's the thing is, Opie and Anthony said, we didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, they did.
It's the same program we've always had. We're sorry if someone got offended because, I guess the guy took it too far or whatever. But you know what? Tough shit.
Yeah, exactly.
It's satellite radio.
If you don't like it, don't listen.
Clark from Dude Night was telling me about that today. I laughed my ass off.
Awesome.
Like, figures, like, the one day I don't listen to Opie and Anthony and this shit happens.
That's funny shit.
Now, too bad you didn't call him nappy-headed hoes.
Yeah. Fucking A. I'm going to fuck the homeless. Yeah, I'm still unsure about this one, dude.
Can I say that it's boring? It's like wallpaper.
I mean, I get the hops. There's a lot of hops in it, but it's just the finish kind of sucks.
I drink it and just want to go, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, the finish is boring.
Yeah.
It's got a sour, bitter taste
to
the end
nice.
Of it.
That's nice.
Right.
Yeah. That's what it tastes like to me.
Definitely not a kick-ass hoppy beer. So, you know what?
I'm
going to thumbs down this one, I think.
Yeah, I think we chug it. I have to disagree with Rapier and Beer Advocate.
Yeah, I get the whole hops thing, which is great, but I just don't like the finish to it. It's kind of awkward. Definitely unexpected.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
No, sir, I didn't like it.
Cheers, dude. Let's chug our measly half a bottle.
Bubby, this chug's for you.
Yeah, cheers, you fuck. Yeah, that's a hard chug.
Ugh, Jesus.
Now, don't get me wrong. I've had worse chugs. Ugh. You know what?
Ugh.
That's just bad. All right, first disappointment of the evening, the Tupper's Hop Pocket Ale, and that's one I was looking forward to, too, Spoon.
I know.
Had the hop written all over it.
Well, sometimes in life.
The Pilsner was better. The fucking Pilsner was better than this.
I know.
Hop Pocket Pils is better than the Hop Pocket Ale.
I think someone's messing with us.
Oh, man.
Ugh.
You know, what'd you do, Bubby? Piss in that and then recap it?
Only in Pittsburgh do we do that and sell it as gin.
Nice.
All right. I got to go to the beer fridge here and get some other stuff. Hold on. What else we got? What do you want to do next?
Well, how about...
spring brew?
Yeah, let's do the spring brew, dude. That sounds refreshing. It is spring after all.
Spring brew, because the last one is going to be the kick in the poo-poo.
I know. I actually purposely saved that one for last, my friend. And I think this is the one, the last one we're going to do, I think Bubby is looking forward to the most for us to try.
He wants to, Bubby wants to see us cry. Hear us cry.
Yeah, we're not going to tell you what it is yet. Wait for that.
Oh, all right.
Sure, you go ahead and have the honors crack that one open. And so, now this one, the spring brew, it varies year to year. And all I tell you is the back label should state what style it is. So make sure you rate the correct style. Now each season, their brewers develop recipes that highlight great brewing styles, traditions, and ingredients. Hops take center stage in the Noble Imperial Pilsner with 40 pounds of Noble Saaz, Tettnang, and Spalt hops. Going into each 25-barrel batch, they employ the first wort hopping to create novel tastes and aromas. The result is a fascinating 70 IBU beer. Enjoy. So now that you have that bottle in your hand, Spoon, let's look at the back label and find out what style it is.
It's all up to you. You're the one that's edumacated. You can read.
The Dominion Spring Brew is a Belgian-style golden ale, which I love, so this better be fucking good.
No, if you listen to the pricks over at Rape Beer, they give it a 46.
Dominion Spring Brew is made with a Pilsner and wheat malt, along with Saaz and East Kent Golding hops, Belgian yeast, and authentic spices. Uh-oh, that's what I don't dig. Cardamom and coriander are used to give our beer a true Belgian beer flavor. Alcohol 7%, so this one's a little more kicking the poo-poo than the others.
I think we're starting to step it up here with alcohol.
Yeah, that's a good thing, man. People like it when we finish with the high-grade beers.
They like it when we get stupid at the end.
Can you give me the official SIDT bottle opener / butt plug? Thank you. If you don't know what that is, check our...
We should take a picture of it.
Yeah, we have plenty. Yeah, by itself, we should. All right, dude. Dominion Spring Brew.
This one on Beer Advocate comes in at an 88.
Really?
So take your pick, 46 or an 88.
It looks like a Belgian golden for sure. All right, finish that one off, Spoon.
Did he send us is this the 06 or the 07?
I don't know, actually. What does anything on the label specify in 06 or 07?
There we go. This one is actually the 07, which doesn't have a rating yet. So I take that back. But you still have your heads up your asses.
Well, damn it. We'll rate it.
It doesn't have 10 ratings yet. That's why. 10 reviews.
Oh, it smells delicious, man. I think I might be looking forward to this. I hope I ain't disappointed. So cheers to the spring brew, man. It's got a good smell to it.
All right, here we go.
Oh, that's definitely a Belgian golden, man. It reminds me of Lucifer.
Ooh.
I forget who makes a Lucifer, but it's a fine Ooh. Golden Belgian ale. Yeah, that's awesome. Fucking A. That is
Bubby!
A great fucking beer.
Wow.
I'm fucking impressed.
You're 4-1 with me. I think you're 5-0 with him, but...
Yeah, the Hot Pocket Ale is the one I hated.
Okay, so it's we're 4-1 apiece.
Yeah, you didn't like the pale ale, so.
Mm-mm. Wow,
that's fucking smooth. It's got a real sweet taste to it. Typical Belgian golden ale for sure.
Wow,
it really reminds me of the Lucifer. I don't know if anybody's ever had the Lucifer beer before. Yeah, obviously I've tried that because I dig that shit. That's a great beer.
That sits perfect on my tongue. Oh, that's delicious.
Perfectly balanced, man. Ooh. Oh, man, that's good. Highly recommended. If you guys can get your hand on the Dominion Spring Brew, if you like the Belgian golden style, oh, it's perfect. It's true to the style. I mean, it's right on.
Plus, rumor has it, too, that Bubby promises to send everyone free beer, especially this one. We'll get you his email address.
For everyone that listens to Brain Gravy, he'll send you a free case of beer. No, he won't.
He's got Crouch's charge card.
That's right. Yes, he will. Dude, another cheers on this. This is a fucking great beer. Dominion Spring Brew. Awesome.
I'm liking this. This is turning out to be a
phenomenal,
good night.
Man. Yeah. Woo. Yeah, well, I think we're going to take our time with this one. Finish these off.
Tell you what, why don't you guys listen to some music here?
Yeah, we'll give you a little musical interlude. We'll be right back.
We don't know what the hell it's going to be. We'll do that in post-production. Just
shut the fuck up and enjoy it.
Listen wherever the hell we have.
I'm a millennial man.
What you just heard was Millennium Man from Matthew Sigman. You could check out the rest of his music at MatthewSigman.com. We will have links off of the ShouldIDrinkThat.com website. The name of the CD is One Opens Up. Very kick-ass CD.
Yeah, buy one, man. Support that boy.
Yeah,
good friend of ours.
Very good friend of the show. And when he first got me an advanced copy of the CD, I died. I had no idea he made this good of music.
That was great.
Oh,
man.
My Lord. It's an awesome
Not even
CD.
My style, but I loved it.
From start to finish, it's just, you know, it's a good travel through time.
Yeah,
sit
it is.
Back and just put your headphones on and just enjoy, because it's a hell of a CD.
Yeah, it's really well done, man. So,
and also,
check them out.
Those that are fans of the Real Happy Hour podcast, also very good friends of ours, you'll recognize the intro for track 5 is Feels Like a Finger.
Feels like a finger to me.
As soon as you hear that song, you go, oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, very, very cool. Very cool CD. Because go to the store link off of his website, pick up the CD. You know, it's only, if you want to download it, it's only $8.99. If you want to buy the CD, it's $12. Absolutely, pick it up. It's worth it right there.
Yeah,
Less than a buck a song.
It's a well done CD, album, whatever you want to call it these days.
And feel free to email him, too. He's pretty good at getting back to people. He's a very, very nice guy. We can't say enough about this guy.
Yeah, he rocks,
how much
man.
Thanks we have to give to him for getting a lot of us started in podcasting, too.
Right.
He's definitely an inspiration for a lot of us, even though the prick drinks a lot of gin and bashes us beer drinkers.
Fucker.
Because I think he's just jealous of our...
He's a piece of shit in that respect.
He's jealous of the chicks we get, even though he's married to Astrid.
Yeah. All right, dude. So, we kind of played that song for a reason.
For a very good reason. Because we have purpose for everything that we do here. The final beer.
Drum roll, please.
Mr. Sick Puppy.
Dominion. Millennium Barley Wine Style Ale.
We're drinking the barley wine.
Aged in oak barrels, man. So that's a plus for me. So
at the beginning of the show, we didn't really want to, let everyone know that we had this beer. I don't want to make you guess a little bit, but yes, we're gonna drink a barley wine.
Oh, yeah,
I can already feel my inside starting to shudder because we're not fans of barley wine whatsoever.
And the Dominion stuff, it's a small batch specialty brew, a dry hop for 6 months.
Six months.
Jesus. Then it's cask conditioned in oak whiskey barrels for another 3 months. And they only package 350 cases of this stuff. So,
oh, wow. Thank you very much, Bubby, for this.
Yeah, thanks, Bubby. Available in six packs and cases only. Supplies are very limited. So
I think he needs to get some of the hard cack.
We're very honored to have the Millennium here, even though it is a fucking barley wine. But we haven't tried it yet, so I ain't going to bash it. Let me get out the...
Enough stolen. Let's just drink this thing.
Yeah, let me open
it.
Motherfucker up.
Ooh.
Ooh, man. A little misty on top of that bottle. I'm getting a little misty wanting to try this beer. And this does come in at, what was that, 11-something?
11.4, I believe you said.
11.4% alcohol by volume.
Which is about, that's middle of the road for most of your barley wines.
Yeah, this is a barley wine style beer that's designed to be savored slowly, like all barley wines should. They age it in already finished Dominion Millennium in oak whiskey barrels, like I said, for more than 6 months. So this should be good. I don't know. It better be good. I mean, the barrel aging adds that bourbon and, vanilla notes to it. So I'm hoping it's going to be delicious.
Well, Beer Advocate has this coming in at 88. Meanwhile, Rate Beer has it as a 96.
Wow, dude.
This is one of our first beers that we've had that's had this high of a rating on either one of the sites.
I think I got my fair share. The rest is yours.
How's that look?
It looks good, dude, actually.
Looks like a barley wine.
Yeah. Oh, it smells like a fucking barley wine. That's a very familiar smell, dude.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Fuck.
Kind of like gym socks.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is.
Oh,
gym socks.
Maybe if you can get past the aroma of this.
Oh, fuck. Well, dude.
You can smell that, the strong alcohol presence in
this. Yeah.
All right. Let's do
Cheers,
this one.
Brother. Fuck. Going into this with an open mind.
Ooh. I kind of like this.
Oh, that's got some bite.
Yeah. Wow. It's not. It's definitely not as bad like the other barley ones.
Oh, we've had way worse, but yeah, this is good, man. And again, wow. You know, you should be, this is a sipper. Yeah. Should be drinking this one, you know, kind of in front of the fireplace, reading a fine book kind of a thing. Or in front of the fireplace with your iPod, listening to shouldidrinkthat.com.
Oh, I'm trying to think what this aftertaste is.
Barley wine.
Yeah, it's so familiar. No, it's a distinct flavor. I'm brain farting on brain gravy.
Nice.
Wow, this is,
Wow. I can't explain it. To me, it's a typical barley wine, but it doesn't have that nasty fucking aftertaste that most barley wines have. It's smooth.
I like this.
Yeah, me too. So chalk another one up for SIDT.
Raisiny.
Another barley wine we like. Yeah.
It's raisins.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Took me a while there. I know this taste.
I still don't like the smell of this shit.
No, there's a way we could get around the aroma on most of these.
But yeah, it tastes all right.
Yeah, that aroma is killing me, but the taste is great.
Yeah, it's good, man. Fuck yeah.
Oh, damn it, Bubby. We got a barley wine we like.
Yeah, thanks, Bubby.
So much for keeping that tradition going.
You fucking rock, man. Again, we just want to thank you for all six of these beers, man. That was a huge, huge gesture on your part, and we really do appreciate it. We owe you one.
Great guy, great friend.
Yes. You the shit, man. Awesome.
That's why he's the supreme world dictator guy.
Yeah.
Who likes to wear tinfoil.
Tinfoil hats.
We've got some great pictures of Bubby that we might have to share.
Yeah. Get on Tiki Chat. He has it on every now and then.
That's really good. I like this.
All right. Spoon, on that note, I think we're done.
Yeah.
That was the last beer of the evening.
I think we might have to get on Tiki Chat now.
I think we might.
That was pretty good.
We've been talking about it. Now I'm itching to get on there. So, yeah, we're going to wrap this one up. I hope you guys enjoyed all six of these reviews.
Check out the links that we mentioned in today's show.
Right.
And you will find all those links on the shouldidrinkthat.com website. Also, go to our site. Pick up our swag. Go to our store, cafepress.com/SIDT.
We won't send you free shit.
Yeah. The people that keep emailing us saying, send me a free shirt just because, you're not getting one. You have to earn one. And we figure out a good way, we'll let you know.
Because bear with us, Vic, but we have no fucking budget.
Well, yeah, our paychecks are the budget. But
yeah.
So, yeah, check that out. Check out our site. Sign up for our forums if you want. If you don't, what the fuck ever. I really don't care. And the only people that go there are spammers, apparently. But, yeah, leave us comments. The comment section is always open, and we do reply to everybody's email.
Yes, we do.
Unless you say something's free shit.
Yeah, right.
Then we do
Sick Puppy replies with a big fat fuck you.
We should have a picture that we can send to them saying, here's your free shirt.
Yeah, Sick Puppy with his middle fingers out. Nice.
In the next upcoming few shows, we're going to have some cool stuff going on. We're currently in the process of planning some live shows.
Right, yeah. Right.
People want us out in public, apparently.
Yeah, that's fucking scary, isn't
it? Sick Puppy's home arrest is finally up.
So I got my bracelet off.
So we can finally go out and do stuff in public. Not that drinking beer was any one of the...
Every time I go out in the yard, my ankle beeps.
I don't know why.
So if you're wondering where I've been for a while
the neighbor's
on
dog,
chat and everything, yeah.
The neighbor's dog has been going crazy. Yeah, check out our site, buy our stuff.
Yeah,
I don't know what other pimping we have to do for our site, but
I think we're good.
Go to our site, and eventually here, yeah, we'll have a new one because we have a ton of content that we have coming.
Fuck yeah, dude! It's gonna be a good year. Cheers, brother.
Cheers.
Cheers,
everybody
to all
out
you guys.
There. Have a great evening. Have a great day. Enjoy your car ride, your jog, whatever it is you do while you listen to us.
And don't forget.
Hopefully, you're drinking beer.
Kill yourself.
This is the most reverend Father Spoon.
This is the most disgusting Sick Puppy.
Coming to you from shouldidrinkthat.com, beer reviews, where even if it's crap,
we drink it,
so
you don't have to.
Have a great night, everyone.
Yeah, we out.
Bitches!